This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, January 30th. I made it. Questions continue to linger as to why some cruise lines are reverting to the traditional style safety drill while others are sticking with the e-muster drill that most implemented in the wake of COVID. For those keeping track, Disney and NCL have already returned to the traditional muster drill, while Royal Caribbean and Carnival Cruise Line each say they do not intend to return. Despite rumors that the Coast Guard has been urging lines to go back to the pre-COVID procedures, there's been no indication that that is true. In fact, both Royal Caribbean and Carnival have publicly spoken about the positive feedback they've received from the Coast Guard and do not plan to return to the traditional muster drill anytime soon. And P&O Cruises ship Arvia now holds the honor of being the largest cruise ship to ever dock in the Caribbean island of Antigua. The 5,200-guest ship was greeted on Saturday with a cannon salute. The ship will home port at Antigua Cruise Port every other Saturday until March 11th. And finally, the city of Lisbon, Portugal had a record cruise year in 2022, welcoming over 88,000 passengers during 103 turnaround calls. In total, the city welcomed 327 cruise calls and nearly 500,000 cruisers last year. Despite having more port visits in 22, Lisbon didn't break an increase in its total number of cruise visitors, and that's because for some of the year, ships sailed with lower occupancy than normal. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 4%, 11.03. Royal Caribbean was flat, 63.81. And Norwegian down 1.2, 15.01. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Monday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Do you have a story or a tip to report? Let us know. Email tips at cruiseradio.net.